2021学年第一学期徐汇区学习能力诊断卷听力现在开始，请同学们做好准备。
Listening Comprehension Section A Directions. In Section A, you'll hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. If you are to judge the future of ocean study by its past, we can surely look forward to many exciting discoveries.
I agree, but a big data about the past is necessary, and we are still far away from that.
Question.What does the man mean? 2. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you this, but wouldn't it be a good idea to stop smoking?
I'm sorry, I just can't resist it, especially when I'm searching for new ideas.
Question. What is the man's problem? 3.In my daily life, I take care in various ways of my body so as not to damage my health.
That's quite right. But lack in perseverance leads to nothing achieved.
Question. What does the man mean? 4. Your technical manager arranged a meeting for 1 o'clock p.m. on April the 6th, but how about April the 7th?At 10 o'clock p.m., since all the technicians are busy at daytime.
That's not a problem. I'll let everyone know about it right away.
Question. When will the meeting be held? 5. There is no fresh meat in the market today, so you'll have to content yourselves with something out of a tin.
Don't worry.We still have some leftover of last Friday in the fridge.
Question. What will the man eat for the dinner tonight?
6. I would appreciate it if I had the opportunity to meet with Mr. Brown again during his stay in Chicago.
No problem. I can rearrange Mr. Brown's schedule.
Question. What does the woman mean?
7. The alert for the terrorist attack has been lifted, hasn't it?
Yes, but there is also the danger of unexploded bombs. So they reported it to the police, and the area was taped off to keep people out.
Question. What happened according to what the man said?
8. What have you got from the lecture today?
They say you should consult the past if you want to learn about the future. History has a lot to teach us.
Question. What does the girl learn from the lecture?
9. It seems that people are making panic purchases. Do we need to join them?
Well, if we let our reasoning power be overshadowed by our emotions...We would be barking up the wrong tree all the time.
Question. What does the man mean? 10. How did you get to know your wife?
Several years ago, in the course of being interviewed for a job, I was introduced to a competitor for the position.
Question. How did the man meet his wife?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you'll hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
When I was 13, I had a dog called Newton. He was a mix between Australian Kelpie and Dingo, and spent most of his time in our backyard. He was constantly at the glass sliding doors, longing to go outside. Most often, because he could see wild pigeons rested proudly on our tall fence. We would try to ignore him until he's barking continuously. Then we'd let him out. As soon as the door opened, he was out like a shot, dashing crazily for the fence, barking until the birds flew off. Of course, Newton couldn't hurt a fly. He was simply showing off his bravery by being able to frighten the birds. Late one afternoon in the summer holiday, as I was heading outside to feed him, I stopped short at the door. There he was, lying lazily in the garden, surrounded by wild pigeons, enjoying his food sprinkled in the grass. One of them hopped closer, and Newton stretched, barely paying any notice to the careless bird. When I opened the door, he looked over at me and panicked, barking at the birds until they flew out of the garden.
Listen again, please. When I was 13, I had a dog called Newton. He was a mix between Australia Kelpie and Dingo, and spent most of his time in our backyard. He was constantly at the glass sliding doors, longing to go outside, most often because he could see wild pigeons rested proudly on our tall fence. We would try to ignore him until he's barking continuously. Then we'd let him out. As soon as the door opened, he was out like a shot, dashing crazily for the fence, barking until the birds flew off. Of course, Newton couldn't hurt a fly. He was simply showing off his bravery by being able to frighten the birds. Late one afternoon in the summer holiday, as I was heading outside to feed him, I stopped short at the door. There he was, lying lazily in the garden, surrounded by wild pigeons, enjoying his food sprinkled in the grass. One of them hopped closer, and Newton stretched, barely paying any notice to the careless bird. When I opened the door, he looked over at me and panicked, barking at the birds until they flew out of the garden.
Question 11. What did the wild pigeon always rest?
Question 12. What did the writer see before stepping into the garden to feed Newton?
Question 13. Why did the dog enjoy barking at the pigeons?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Having telephone conversations in a second language can be very stressful. If you don't know what to say, it is very common to feel nervous in any conversation. This is true even when speaking in your native tongue. One of the main reasons people get nervous is that they aren't prepared and know they might make mistakes during the conversation. To improve confidence on the phone, you must learn what to say. The first thing you should do to improve your telephone communication ability is to start out small by learning simple vocabulary and phrases. Start by knowing different greetings. It is so easy when learning English to try to do too much too soon and then get frustrated with not being able to speak as you had imagined. You have to start small, gradually developing skills, and slowly working up to something more difficult. Relax and enjoy yourself as well. Everyone knows learning a language can be frustrating. Don't worry if you make mistakes. Native speakers of English understand that you won't say everything the exact same way that they would. You shouldn't feel that you can't make any mistakes. No one expects you to be perfect. In the following examples, on English telephone conversations, we will give many examples of sentences and phrases you should know. From the start until the end of a telephone conversation, we will go over everything all the way from greetings to goodbyes.
Listen again, please. Having telephone conversations in a second language can be very stressful. If you don't know what to say, it is very common to feel nervous in any conversation. This is true even when speaking in your native tongue. One of the main reasons people get nervous is that they aren't prepared and know they might make mistakes during the conversation. To improve confidence on the phone, you must learn what to say. The first thing you should do to improve your telephone communication ability is to start out small by learning simple vocabulary and phrases. Start by knowing different greetings. It is so easy when learning English to try to do too much too soon and then get frustrated with not being able to speak as you had imagined. You have to start small, gradually developing skills and slowly working up to something more difficult. Relax and enjoy yourself as well. Everyone knows learning a language can be frustrating. Don't worry if you make mistakes. Native speakers of English understand that you won't say everything the exact same way that they would. You shouldn't feel that you can't make any mistakes. No one expects you to be perfect. In the following examples are English telephone conversations. We will give many examples of sentences and phrases you should know. From the start until the end of a telephone conversation, we will go over everything all the way from greetings to goodbyes.
Question 14. Why do people probably get nervous when having telephone conversation?
Question 15. What can help a person obtain confidence on the phone?
Question 16. What is the speech going to talk about the next? Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hi, it is good to see you, John.
Same here, Nancy. It has been a long time since I last saw you.
Yes, the last time we saw each other was New Year's Eve. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. It would be better if I had a new job right now.
You're looking for a new job? Why?
I already finished my studies and graduated last week. Now I want to get a job in the finance field. Payroll is not exactly finance.
How long have you been looking for a new job?
I just started this week.
Didn't you have any interviews with those firms that came to our campus last month? I believe quite a few companies came to recruit students for their finance departments.
I could only get one interview with Fidelity Company because of my heavy work schedule. A month has already gone by, and I have not heard from them. I guess I did not make it.
Don't worry, John. You always did well in school. I know your good grades will help you get a job soon. Besides, the job market is pretty good right now, and all companies need financial analysts. By the way, did you mail your resume to a lot of companies?
I've sent it to a dozen companies already. In addition, I do look closely at the employment ads listed in the newspaper every day.
Are there a lot of openings?
Quite a few. Some of them require a certain amount of experience, and others are willing to train.
My friends told me that it helps to do some homework before you go to an interview. You need to know the company well. What kind of business is it in? What types of products does it sell? How is it doing lately?
Yes, I know. I'm doing some research on companies that I want to work for. I want to be ready whenever they call me in for an interview.
Good. It seems that you're well prepared for your job search. I am sure you will find a good job in no time.
I hope so.
I need to run. Otherwise, I'll be late for school. Good luck in your job search, John.
Thank you for your advice. Bye.
Listen again, please. Hi, it is good to see you, John.
Same here, Nancy. It has been a long time since I last saw you.
Yes, the last time we saw each other was New Year's Eve. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. It would be better if I had a new job right now.
You're looking for a new job? Why?
I already finished my studies and graduated last week. Now I want to get a job in the finance field. Payroll is not exactly finance.
How long have you been looking for a new job?
I just started this week.
Didn't you have any interviews with those firms that came to our campus last month? I believe quite a few companies came to recruit students for their finance departments.
I could only get one interview with Fidelity Company because of my heavy work schedule. A month has already gone by, and I have not heard from them. I guess I did not make it.
Don't worry, John. You always did well in school. I know your good grades will help you get a job soon. Besides, the job market is pretty good right now, and all companies need financial analysts. By the way, did you mail your resume to a lot of companies?
I've sent it to a dozen companies already. In addition, I do look closely at the employment ads listed in the newspaper every day.
Are there a lot of openings?
Quite a few. Some of them require a certain amount of experience, and others are willing to train.
My friends told me that it helps to do some homework before you go to an interview. You need to know the company well. What kind of business is it in? What types of products does it sell? How is it doing lately?
Yes, I know. I'm doing some research on companies that I want to work for. I want to be ready whenever they call me in for an interview.
Good. It seems that you're well prepared for your job search. I am sure you will find a good job in no time.
I hope so.
I need to run. Otherwise, I'll be late for school. Good luck in your job search, John.
Thank you for your advice. Bye.
Question 17. What will John probably work as?
Question 18. Why did John get only one interview chance from the companies that came to their campus?
Question 19. Why did Nancy believe John could find a nice job?
Question 20. What was Nancy's suggestion for John?
听力到此结束，请同学们继续答题。